So up next is Bucket Hat Bobby Matheson with the song Seeing Mauve, parentheses rose-colored glasses.
Your smile stretches for miles. Don't you think that's a little much? Your eyes can brighten the skies. Are you really that out of touch? Can you not see things clearly? Your view is skewed severely. Your wanton positivity, it's really getting to me. Do you see mauve through those rose-colored glasses? 'Cause you're not seeing what I see. You must see mauve through those rose-colored glasses. It'll let you down, I guarantee. It's just a fantasy, your eye werewolf. It seems to me you're seeing mauve.
And this is a kind of like ironic, cheeky pop song with an accordion instrumentation, all revolving around a central image of, as I interpreted it, the color mauve being like evil pink or something. Like, the narrator is singing about a subject, someone who is just very optimistic and positive and sees the world through rose-colored glasses. But I think our narrator is skeptical that the world isn't quite as rose, or maybe wonders whether this person is really telling themselves the truth, all of which is like quite a lot of interesting specifics to put in a song, you know, in a competition where some of the songs leave us guessing what exactly it was about. It's almost like within the universe of this song, it's a commonly known thing that mauve is like the evil version or the pessimistic version of rose. And I thought that was a cool idea, but I also didn't have that association beforehand. So between that and between the word mauve maybe not striking me as terribly musical, singable, that could be wrong, but it just kind of like looks and feels ugly to me. And maybe that's the point that's here. But then at the same time, to make kind of uglier evil image right at the core of the song doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be super appealing. But I'm curious, what did you all think about this?
I sort of associate mauve as like a fancier purple, or like a color that thinks too much of itself.
Okay.
Or thinks very highly of itself. I didn't get the evil connotation, but yeah, maybe there's some of that there. So this song is one of the longer ones. It comes in at 5 minutes, 28 seconds. There's this line, did you not pay attention? Can you not feel the tension? You see the world intentionally, one-dimensionally. I thought there were some good turns of phrases in there, and I like the song. I just think it sort of overstayed its welcome a little bit.
I don't think this was my idea. At least I'd like to think maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was in the chat, in the listening party. But I think somebody pointed out that if you were seeing everything as mauve through rose-colored glasses, then everything in reality is kind of bluish. And so if you're kind of taking that metaphor further, maybe everything is bad around you, but you've got your rose-colored glasses on. Because I thought the song has a great melody. I thought it's super catchy. It's one of the few of these as we go through it that, you know, I can, you know, go through in my head almost from front to end. Is it my imagination, or does his accordion sound like a whole lot better than before? You know, somehow it sounds like a lot more lush than I remember it from previous spin tunes. And I think his vocals have improved. Like, he really nails that I don't want to be okay line. And this is not some weird, you know, backhanded compliment, you know, criticizing his previous songs either. I've always kind of liked what he does. I think the song is a little long, like you'd mentioned, but I enjoyed it all the way through. I think the lyrics are good, and the verse rhyme scheme is cleverly dense. You know, sometimes it's the A-A-B-C-C-B, and then it switches over at the end verse to A-A-B-A-A-B. And I appreciate all of that. I think it's, you know, I like these dense rhymes. I said before, I like it when songs don't rhyme at all. I also like it when they're really dense. So it's all good. I seem to remember a couple of instrumental flubs here and there in the song, but nothing that really stood out or detracted from the song. So, yeah, I just liked it a lot.